Hi, welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. My name's Martin, and this is your one-stop shop for meditation, affirmations, and taking back control over unwanted and negative thoughts. It's a weekend, so it's just a brief heads up of what's coming up, but also I'm going to talk about the words we use, so do stay listening. Before we go any deeper, please, if you're new, do subscribe, as I upload shows Monday through to Friday, every day, every week, just for you. I haven't actually worked out next week's themes. I've just been a little bit tied up with lots of Zoom calls, as the one benefit of the podcast has meant that I'm now listened to in 71 countries around the world. 71, that's just crazy. And I'm thankful, even to the solitary person who listened in Chile. I had one download. If it's you, thank you. I do notice. On top of that, I would like to, if I may, I know there are adverts that I have no control over, and I've had some complaints, and I understand them. They ruin the effect, so I'm going to do a big push. Me, Marty, in my little office in rural southwest England, have a big ask, really. If you'd like to support the show, we have all of these sessions and longer ones. Every weekend I upload more bonus content, like 6-hour insomnia sessions, deeper relaxation sessions, and it's only $5 US a month. A month. And you can get a bigger discount if you do it for a year. It's $50, so you get 2 months free. And it would help, I make no secret of this now, it would just help me to focus more on the show, take time out from everything else I do to finish writing the second book and the next course, which I was going to do it on helping people stick to diets and losing weight. But I know it doesn't work. Not that it doesn't work. I'm happy now with how I am. I'm not fat or overweight, but I want to do the course on making people happy with what they have. No longer looking at those fitness models or the movie stars who have dietitians, chefs. Just be happy with our life. So that's what the course is going to be on. And also, if you're on the membership site, you get 50% off on all of the courses. So it actually works out cheaper to join the membership site and get the course. Bargain center. Anyway, back to words. I noticed this a lot after I qualified as a hypnotherapist, and in my job as a paramedic, it became evident the power of our words. And I'll give you an example to give you an idea of how we're going to restructure how we talk to people, the power of our words without thinking about it consciously. We would get a job on the ambulance screen, and I'm going to be really generic and unspecific here. 40-year-old male, chest pain. Now, to those in the medical business and the general public, you think chest pain, you think heart. And I would watch and listen to colleagues go in, and they would keep that information they'd read, talk to the patient and go, how bad is that pain in your chest? And what they've done is reinforce something. Either reinforce a truism or reinforce a negative, and also take themselves down the wrong path that they think it's to do with the heart, when it could be muscular in the chest, or it could be the lungs, it could be pleuritic. Whereas then the patient thinks, oh gosh, I really do have something wrong because this medical professional said it. Whereas now, I tend to go in, I say to the patient, hi, why have you called? And listen to that story. And subsequently tell them they look well. I'm not going to lie, if they look really ill, you just have to say the right words. You don't lie, but you have to use words in a constructive, uplifting, positive way. So when you go through the day, from the moment you wake up, be aware of the words that you use to other people, even your thoughts. You wake up and it's raining and grey and cold outside. What's your first thought? Do you think, ugh, it's raining, that's miserable? Or could you restructure it? Could you look at it and think, that's really fresh, that's different? If you dress accordingly, if you can, I'm going to enjoy this moment. I'm going to enjoy the feeling of that misty rain or fog against my face. I'm going to savour this moment. It's not what I wanted, but it's what's around me, and it doesn't make it any less enjoyable. And yes, if you're soaked through on the way home, you know you're going to be home in the warm. And just view that. And if you're struggling with how you view yourself, find one positive trait. We can all do it. Even if you think you've got a really nice baby finger. I always use that one. Or you like your hands, or your feet, or your eyes, or the shape of your eyebrows. Find one positive and just focus on that part. We are so hardwired to focus on the negative. Some meme on the internet is about, if someone says one bad thing, are you going to let it ruin your day? And I know we do. And recently I had on this show my first one-star review on Apple Podcasts. The fact that they'd taken the time out to write a scathing review, and I saw their point. You know, we're all entitled to it. The old me would have focused on that. I've had a really bad review. I don't want to do this anymore. People don't like it. But I put that into perspective to the positive reviews, or just the fact that I do this initially to help people I knew that lived around me, and now I'm helping people in 71 countries, and I get some beautiful letters from you. Truly, that I have cried on numerous occasions reading your letters of thanks, and I will never stop this. So back to words there, Mart. Have a think about the power of words. In hypnosis, we were always taught no no's and don't don'ts. Use positive words. Try to be consciously aware throughout the day about how you talk to others. Do your words lift people up or put them down? Just let negative thought processes and reactions go. We're only human. It won't be easy. I recently put an advert in the back of my car for where I am, and it's the Calming Anxiety icon and the website. But I had to think long and hard about this, because I know that I'm not always the calmest of people when I'm out driving. And in the end, I put this in there because I now know I have to. I represent what I, you know, I have to do what I preach, don't I? But I am only human. I do get it wrong, but I am human enough to apologise when I am wrong. So next week, it's about words. It's about changing in a really positive way, not just for us, but our impact on those around us. And if you're excited about that, in the next few weeks, at the weekend, there'll be some interviews again with truly amazing people. I've been approached by these people who would like to be on the show, and I am absolutely humbled again by the enormity of what they will bring to the conversation of mental well-being and kindness, and I hope you all enjoy them too. Have a lovely weekend. Relax, take time out for you, and I'll speak to you at the beginning of next week. As always, be kind. Goodbye.